3. Mira. Hannah? I try, and my magic sparks the slightest flash of cold. Tell me he's wrong. But the emotion that radiates from her is the opposite of what I expected. Amazement. Awe. The same winded shock that descends over everyone else.
We were so close,
she gasps.
The Tadil. All this time. We were so close.
Her words fade, but I know what she means. Before Angra overtook Winter. The miner shoves to his feet, wordlessly leading me on. Sir lets me stumble after him without protest, trudging along behind me as if he's being dragged into the mine against his will. We're trailed by Theron, Garrigan, Connell, and a handful of Cordellan soldiers. The morning sun lights the first few paces inside the mine shaft, but farther in, when the ground starts to slant around serrated rock walls, everything is coated in darkness. The miner picks up a single lit lantern, most likely the one he carried as he ran up the mine, and the rest of us take a few from a pile, strike flames to life, and follow him. The cave flashes into view, tools littering a corridor 2 arm lengths wide and little more than a full man's height tall. Silence ensnares us the moment we enter the tunnel, the only noise the muted shuffling of our feet as we take cautious steps into the shadows. Fingers brush my wrist, a delicate touch that grows bolder when I pull up a weak smile for Theron. He doesn't say anything, though I can tell by the way his mouth pops open that he wants to. What is there to say, though, beyond murmurings of disbelief? I squeeze his fingers and tug him forward, leading him into the darkness. More shafts open along the way, but the miner at the front of our group leads us past them all, plunging into the deepest tunnel in the Clarins. The air smells of ancient, musty grime, coating my skin in thin layers that feel somehow just as winter.